Good evening, good evening, good evening, Zimbabwe Moshe. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Youth Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hore, coming to you live from Studio 7 at Voice of America on the 7th of August 2018. Once again, Zimbabwe Moshe, welcome, welcome, welcome to The Connection, coming to you live from Voice of America. Namhlanje is the 7th of August, 2018. Thank you for joining us tonight on Live Talk. We are speaking about the outcome of the general elections, those that just, you know, were announced a couple of days ago. These elections seem to have left the country split. You found that a lot of youths are happy, some youths are sad. That's what we're going to talk about today. But first, we're going to let's all talk about this. But we want to hear, Ugusi, what was your take on the elections? Mike, there was something that went wrong there. So, tell us, what do you think? Was something wrong? Were they free and fair? And also, we want to talk about another thing. Especially the youth, how do we band together and move forward and make the country united, regardless of these political differences? So, let me just take you guys a little back to that moment that seems to have broken a lot of Zimbabweans' hearts. That moment that Priscilla Chigumba announced the election results. Okay, so we've got a video of Priscilla Chigumba where she announces the election's results. So I want to take us to that video where we will see that. So, folks, Priscilla Chigumba announced the results not so long ago. And of course, this is the moment that led to a lot of things, especially the topic that we're talking about today. Lamhlanje uhlelo bafethu ikudimana kuhlelo labasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection igama lami nguMike Hove. Today bafethu sixoxa ikakhuluza njengabantu abangasakhulayo sixoxa about outcome yokhetho olusanda ukudlula. Ndiyo nyaya yatributara yatrukurukura nezvayo mugango muchirongwa nhasi. Toda unzwa kuti imimi sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe, what was your take on the outcome yema election? So bafethu ngenani kuhlelo. If you're looking to join us on our program, send us a text message ku WhatsApp inombolo mu 0+12026192077 lingasithumizela njalo umlayezelo ku WhatsApp ku number efanayo. Masambe ni ku video leya eka Mam Chigumba lapho ubesitshela ukuthi ngibani unqobileyo ukuthi khetho, the video that led to the moment that we're at today.
Mnangagwa Emmerson Dambudzo of ZANU PF Party is therefore duly declared elected president of the Republic of Zimbabwe with effect from the 3rd of August 2018.
Limzilu Mam Chigumba bafethu mamunzwa my Priscilla Chigumba, where she announced that as of the 3rd, even though it's still not confirmed because pane zvimwe zviri kuitika that's surrounding that issue, but technically speaking, unless the MDC Alliance caucus goes through, as of the 3rd, President Mnangagwa would have been the president of the Republic of Zimbabwe. So, bafethu, ngenani kuhlelo, and let's all speak. I want to hear from you all. Uthi, what was your take on the elections? And bafethu, joining me in studio namhlanje, I have two amazing people. Umuntu wokuqala, one of them was an observer in Zimbabwe. Uzasitshela ukuthi, what exactly did he see? Let me take my opportunity to welcome you. Alex, welcome.
Thanks, Mike, for having me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then, of course, we have Nomfundo Mkhize. You are a broadcaster in South Africa. You are a YALI fellow. Welcome.
Kiyabonga, Alex.
Utsubongu, Alex.
I know, Alex, actually, I'm
glad.
Michael, when you're hosting, ngiyabonga kakhulu.
You're in my house.
I know. Ngiyabongelela, bonga balaleli nababukeli.
Ay, sibonga wena, mama. So, bafethu lamhlanje, let's go. Saqala sikhuluma no Alex. Alex, let's start with you, brother. You were on the ground in Zimbabwe. What exactly did you see as an observer?
So I was up in Bindura and Mount Darwin in mm-hmm. Mashonaland Central as an observer. Mm-hmm. And we went around to about 7 to 10 different polling stations in the area. Mm-hmm. And what we observed on election day itself was quite a calm and peaceful process, mm-hmm. As has been the case in previous elections mm-hmm. in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Obviously, things started to change a little bit in the post-election period with the violence, and I'm sure we'll get to that. Mm-hmm. But election day itself was quite calm, and everyone was forthcoming and happy to have us there. We stayed in a tent polling station that closed at 7 p.m. till about 2:30 a.m., watching the counting process. Mm-hmm. And Chamisa actually, in that particular polling station in Bindura, mm-hmm. came out at 68% on top. And I think there were some surprised faces in that room that did not expect it to happen. As you know, of course, the area is a ZANU-PF stronghold.
Of course.
I think that was a bit of a surprise for everybody. Mm-hmm. It was one data point, and clearly, you know, we'll see how that actually ends up playing out in the broader sense. Mm-hmm. But I think there was some surprise that initial night. But like I said, the process itself was quite peaceful. Mm-hmm. I had been up in that area in previous years, and it did not quite feel as welcoming.
Okay.
So it was certainly...
But this time it was definitely more open and more welcoming.
It was, absolutely. I think, mm-hmm. as I said, and we'll get to, I think the post-election period had a very different vibe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So did you get an opportunity to speak to anyone on the ground?
So yes, we spoke to a variety of different voters, mm-hmm. As well as election officials and the whole gamut of party officials as well. Mm-hmm. So we got a good sense, at least in those areas, what was on people's minds. Mm-hmm. And people were excited to vote. They were happy to be there. They were generally, like I said, open to us and mm-hmm. And forthcoming with their perspectives, mm-hmm. on you know, being excited about the new dispensation.
Mm-hmm. yes.
But
yes.
I put that in quotes because mm-hmm. I'm not sure it's quite
clear. Definitely.
But we'll get to that later.
Okay. Yeah. And then what in Guyaguya Mamkize? So when you've had the opportunity to talk about Sakula, about Zimbabwe, about Chanel. What exactly were they saying about the Lenda Bayo kit?
So, luckily, you know, I went to university in Gafunda, and abantu abaningi that I know who would travel from Zimbabwe to come study in South Africa. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of Zimbabweans through that avenue. On the fellowship that I was on, Mandela Washington Fellowship, sikwazile ukuthi sixhumane about over 30 Zimbabweans akadelane America nathi. And let me tell you, the mood now that I was in America with these elections, ebenzeka back home, was far more different than back when I was still in university, befunda khona. Back then, it was more despair. Babinganali kusasa nomithemba for ikusasa lase Zimbabwe. Ngilani melika, everybody was like, elections are happening back home.
Time for change.
There's hope. Kunethemba for ikusasa elingcono. Abantu abaningi were starting to say, you know, I'm a young entrepreneur on the come up in Zimbabwe. I thought that I might have to go and establish my business somewhere else on the African continent or even internationally. But suddenly, in my lifetime, as somebody who's young, I feel like the country is finally, you know, moving towards a direction where I can be welcomed to actually establish a business in my own home country. Mm-hmm. So imizwa ibinjalo, umuzwa ubumuhle, ubugcwele intokozo, ubugcwele kanye nethemba.
Ayi sakuzwa mama. So bafethu ilimzilo uMamkize esechazile ukuthi she's met a lot of different Zimbabweans, and of course they seemed excited about the changes that are upcoming in Zimbabwe. We have a video for you all. Lapo e ongusakulai umnumzana u Dilation Dongo. He's a young Zimbabwean who's a cab driver in Zimbabwe. This was his first time voting. So I want to go to Dilation for a little bit because he seems to be echoing the sentiments of a lot of young Zimbabweans. So let's go to a video of Dilation, hear what he has to say, and then come back and discuss it in the studio.
Yes, my first time to vote. Voting well. It's our queen. And we vote for the candidate I'm looking for. But unfortunately, he loses the election. And so he had disappointed me very well. Yes, the ZEC says your vote is your right. But here, for me, it is not a right. Why? Because there are some areas I did not see the fairness from the ZEC. It's appointed and selected by the people. So, to my side, I can say, I can give him a chance. And wait and see what he promised us during his campaigning and is he able to do as what he said? But as a caveman, I go around with the people, two or three, yeah, they're talking about, but most of the people in Harare, they are not celebrating, they are not enjoying the results.
Lemzile, mamkizu mzilo, ngisakhula kwase Zimbabwe. Besithi hayi abantu abajabuli ngale Zimbabwe.
Harare. I think there's definitely a split emotions, split feelings. The past couple of days and the next couple of days are going to be quite important in shaping the future of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think okubaluleke kakhulu is young people just must still feel like they have a future within Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. What was said to view on social media on the day that the results came out, mm-hmm. a lot of Zimbabweans who are based in South Africa that I happen to be friends with on Facebook, on Twitter, a lot of them were just like, that's it for me.
I'm out. Mm.
Like, this was my last chance. I was hoping that I was taking my family and relocating back home.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard a lot of them and we saw a lot of them just post and say, that's it. I want a better future for myself and I don't think that my country has my best interest at this point.
Right. Singapore, South Africa. Gula bantu abaningi who feel ukuthi, yes, South Africa got independence in 1994. Change. Zimbabwe seems to be the same thing. Do you have any words that you can give abantu abasakhulayo ukuthi your life can change regardless of anyone, whoever is the figure in charge. You can uplift in below.
Yeah. Well, I think kumele just realize that 70% of the continent is young, which means the future of the continent belongs to young people.
Mm-hmm.
That's you and I, whether you're in the continent or you're part of the diaspora or whatever, the continent belongs to us. So if we leave our countries in our different African countries, then who are we saying is going to build that future?
Mm-hmm.
I think we can be angry, singaphatheka kabi, and we can say some things, but I mean, it's your home.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody else has a vested interest in building one's home besides the owner of the home.
Mm.
So if you leave, what are you saying about the breadbasket of Africa?
Mm-hmm.
I still have dreams that Zimbabwe is going to come back and be the breadbasket of Africa. That was my hope and that was my dream and my excitement for the whole Zimbabwean story.
Mm-hmm.
Was just to see it bounce back. So my whole thing is Abantu Abasha, they need to come together. Abantu Abasha, they need to realize that they are the future of Zimbabwe. They need to realize that it all rests in them and they need to participate.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, so you lost this round and you feel like you got to,
get into politics.
Mm-hmm. Get into politics, be active in politics, galvanize other young people. Nabo bezwe futhi bezosebenzisa izwi labo amaphimbo abo ukuze bezozwakala in your country. You've got another 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
In this 5 years, make them work.
Mm-hmm.
Like abasebenze, because now you're educated, you're old enough to challenge policies, and the world's microscope is on you now.
Mm-hmm.
So things are actually in your benefit to turn it around. The story can still turn.
Hi, mamunzwa ka, bateri, mamunzwa. Nomfundo mkiza, achite, zwaruze Zimbabwe. Even though, muripo aruta hai wa, maiki nganete, ndagwenda, mustara September. The opportunity is still there. Yokuthi hai wa, you can uplift your own life. Rekainde nukunana Alex. Alex, so you heard what he had to say. He feels as though his heart was broken.
Hmm.
He feels as though he almost lost hope. However, he says he's willing to give President Mnangagwa, or incoming President Mnangagwa, the opportunity to see what he has to do about that. Are there a lot of young Zimbabweans that you got to meet that actually believe that?
Well, the handful that I spoke to, I think, are not that optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is just a small sample.
Mm-hmm.
But I think especially at this point in time, when you just had this, as I said, the election day itself was quite peaceful, but the pre-election period was marred by significant irregularities and media bias, vote buying, voter intimidation, voter suppression. So it wasn't a clean process in the run-up. And so I think people are frustrated by that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Including the youth themselves, and a lot of them feel robbed. I think that Chamisa didn't get his fair say, and I think they're still very upset about that, as we saw with the protests and the violent crackdown, which led to 6 deaths and dozens of injuries, and now the continuing crackdown, where you've seen dozens of people harassed and intimidated, and MDC senior leadership has been abducted and harassed.
Right,
so I think in this ongoing climate, I think it's really too soon to talk about any sort of unification and looking forward. I think there's still a real tumultuous 2 or 3 weeks here, mm-hmm. especially as MDCA and Chamisa are going to launch a contestation through the courts. Mm-hmm. They have 7 days to issue since mm-hmm.
Which ends on Thursday.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then the Constitutional Court has 14 days to rule on that. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot is still up in the air. There's still a lot of violence on the ground. I'm hearing lots of rumors of some of my friends in Harare who see police and the military still deployed under the Public Order and Security Act, POSA, mm-hmm. this repressive legislation. So I want to be as optimistic as it sounds like some of your friends are and advise to stick around and fight the good fight. But I think right now it's a really tough environment. And I think talking about unification and a united front, it might be a little bit too early for that. I think reconciliation will come, mm-hmm. but let's see what's going to play out. I think the results still need to be verified, mm-hmm. Both by domestic and international observers. Mm-hmm. And I think there are a couple different steps which we can talk about what the international community might be able to do to help. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the youth, I think they're really frustrated. Mm-hmm. Again, this is a broad generalization, but from the folks that I spoke to and the people that I saw protesting outside of Harvest House, mm-hmm. who are all young MDC supporters, they're very frustrated by the current administration and how the post-election period has been handled, mm-hmm. the lack of independence from the ZEC, and some of the other deficiencies that I spoke about previously.
Okay. Let me hold you there for 1 second. We have one of our first guests, Kelvin Manduna. Kelvin, unjani Numzan?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
Thank you for joining us on our program today, Chief.
Okay.
So, Kelvin, the issue that we're talking about today is, of course, the outcome of the general elections. You found there's a lot of young people who are right. very, very dissatisfied in the outcome. My first question to you, I guess, is as a young Zimbabwean who's based in America now, studying in America, what was your thoughts on the outcome of the presidential election?
I think as most of the observers commented, mm-hmm. the election, the period leading up to the vote itself was relatively peaceful, certainly compared to past elections. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we had the violence that came after, mm-hmm. And of course, right now the period of uncertainty and that we're going through. So that is perhaps the unsavory aspect of the election. But in terms of the outcome, look, if either side had won, there were bound to be people disappointed mm-hmm. as youth on either side. So in that aspect, I'm not surprised. I'm relatively confident that Comrade Mnangagwa is going to prove to be a steady pair of hands. Mm-hmm. As you saw prior to the election, how he was being endorsed by the international community, the British, etc., when he was doing his tours around the world to Davos, etc., they view him as a safe pair of hands, as somebody who is relatively mature with experience in government. Mm-hmm. It's now really up to him to surround himself with the right set of skills and see if he can take his agenda forward mm-hmm. and flesh it out. So, yeah.
Yeah, one of my colleagues, Untunga Milinkomo, had an interview with you yesterday where you mentioned something along the lines of Ukuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa should, in your opinion, reach out to the other side and speak to young people who are on the MDC Alliance, side of the world and bring them on board when it comes to government and, you know, pushing the Zimbabwean agenda forward. Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
No, my comment was not that he should reach to mm-hmm. the other side, being MDC, but that he should reach out broadly.
Okay.
I heard him to comment yesterday that he doesn't necessarily need to do so because he has a two-thirds majority, so mm-hmm. he has a clear mandate from the people. But I think the skills are out there. He's allowed 5 non-MP positions in the cabinet. I don't necessarily think they have to be MDC. I think we have seen people like Mthuli Ncube and Nkosana Moyo, for example. I don't know. But that's just my feeling personally. Mm-hmm. They may feel it's better to select from among the MPs. But I feel there are much broader skills that could be availed mm-hmm. and are needed.
Njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, lapha ngicela ukuthi ukhulume ngesiNdebele. Njengomuntu ongisakhulayo.
Okay.
Do you have hope ukuthi kuzaba kulo mehluko, kuzaba kule tshintsho eZimbabwe?
Yazi, ama politicians always have a tendency over-promise and under-deliver Guma elections. And it's not just unique with Zimbabwe. So, mina ngiyathi thina as ama supporters and citizens, we have to be vigilant. Sibakhumbuze ukuthi la promise alokhu lalokhu, and we have to be active in actively involved with the governance and so on, any agenda as we could, over the next 5 years. I think even the opposition is a big corner of parliament. They have to be very active and push them on the issues into the jobs, into the agenda, youth, into the cash crisis and so on, getting the economy back on track. They have to be very active.
Right. Angazi vele ukuthi uyamsekela na umongameli uMnangagwa?
Yes.
Okay. Njengomuntu ongisakhulayo osekela ibandla lezano PF njalo yena umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, ubona ngani nguye umuntu ozabe ozathuthukisa impilo zabontanga? Eningi labontanga bona babe sekela umnumzana uAdvocate Nosontsha Moses ngenxa yokuthi 1, ungumuntu ongisakhulayo, 2, babona ngani nguye who is the right person ukuthi athuthukise impilo zabo?
Mina ngibona ngani is the right person. Ukubona kwami is that we are in a transitional period. And ngibona ngani nguye sibili who can take us to that transition. Mina nxa sikhangela abantu abakhona ama stakeholders ethu, we are a spectrum of people. It's not just young people who are a constituency. Kula bantu abadala, kula ma war veteran, kula landlana ngithi. So, President Mele Kurume to this diverse spectrum of people and interests. And I think we are in a transition. As young people, we must be engaged so that we can take over the baton in the future and ensure our interests are being discussed, are being put on the agenda. But I think Mnangagwa, civilly, is very different from Mugabe. But she and civilly, liyambona ukuthi umuntu ngani uyalalela things which Mugabe would never do. Umuntu ngani is willing to change his position. Nxa ngabona abantu abavumelani le position yakhe, umuntu olalelayo. So that gives me a cause for optimism.
Right, ngiyakuzwa mnumzane. Ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni sixoxe lama guests ethu ase studio lapho. So you heard a lot of different things. Calvin over here has touched on the issue on international people. He says it seems as though the international, I guess, community gave their stamp of approval on President Mnangagwa before the elections. He was walking around talking, Zimbabwe's open for business. Of course, during the same period, he was talking around promising youth, saying, you know what, we'll uplift your lives. What exactly can the international community do to ensure that one, President Mnangagwa, lives up to his promises? That is, of course, on condition that he becomes president after the whole MDC issue.
Good question. I think I would have to respectfully disagree with our colleague and say that I think parts of the international community hinted that they would embrace a Mnangagwa presidency. But on one side, you had the United Kingdom, which was kind of out in front and supporting
Mnangagwa. I saw their
tweet
yesterday.
And then on the other side, I think you had the United States, which was actually quite skeptical, and the EU tended to be somewhere maybe on the United States side, but maybe somewhere more in the middle. So I think it's an oversimplification to say that the international community gave Mnangagwa an imprimatur prior to the elections. I think there was this idea that it was a new dispensation, and that there were going to be efforts to re-engage if all went well with a peaceful, fair, free, credible election. My take is that that certainly has not happened. And so we can speak a little bit about what the international community can do now to help bring Zimbabwe back from the brink in terms of election violence. But I think it's also really important to talk about longer term. So I think right now, it's as the violence is ongoing, and as I said, the military is deployed under POSA, the riot police are out there. You had Chamisa's press conference almost be pulled back on Friday, reports of abductions and rapes and harassment. So the international community right now needs to demand that the Mnangagwa government ceases those actions and acts with restraint. Doesn't use excessive use of force, as they did on Wednesday last week when 6 were killed and dozens injured. So I think that's the first step that has to be full stop. You need a united international community saying what's happening right now is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are serious about a new dispensation and open for business, you would not be acting in this mm-hmm. way. And, you know, this also brings up the question, which we can touch on later, about who's in command, right? I mean, there's this idea going around Harare right now that Mnangagwa might actually not be in command, that it might be his VP, Chiwenga, mm-hmm. the coup maker in November 2017, who's actually calling the shots.
Mm-hmm.
My personal take, I've done research on Zimbabwe's security sector, particularly under the Government of National Unity in 2009, mm-hmm. 2013. And I think Mnangagwa is much too experience from the security sector side of things to actually not be in command or at least be privy to what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure I buy this narrative that he doesn't know what's going on. And it's quite convenient for him to then say, actually, it wasn't me. It was someone under me that I did not give the command to who has committed these atrocities, and we'll look into it with an independent investigation. I think it's a little bit too convenient in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. We'll see how things play out.
Okay. Let me hold you for one sec. I hear we have a call on the line. Hello? Hello, Parnari Muripo Ere. Ntereri, Uripo Ere. Ah, Bonangani Usambil. Right, so what's in Buyaguwe, Mamkis? Early on, we mentioned Uzi Ilizol and LS South Africa, you're preparing, and Ngomnyakoza, you're going to have an election. Abantu abasakhulayo bona bathini ngalokho?
I think Abantu Abasha in South Africa, there's been a clear movement towards younger people being involved in the political space. We see that with a younger EFF that has joined parliament, that has caused controversy in parliament, that has gotten young people tweeting about parliament, Facebooking about parliament, communicating about it, young people interested in certain proceedings in parliament that people never necessarily knew about, or how certain policies are changed in terms of our constitution moving forward, just touching a bit on the land issue.
Mm-hmm.
So we've definitely seen that there's been a movement towards an inclusion of younger people and a galvanizing of younger people who to be involved with the politics of Niggism Africa. I think historically, in South Africa, young people have always been at the forefront. Siyababone in 1976, June, where it's just high school and primary school children in the in Guma school uniforms, who literally brought Gauteng Soweto to a standstill and made sure that there was uprisings that then happened all over throughout the country, honestly bringing the apartheid government on its knees. So for us, historically, Abantu Abasha bana mandla ezweni lethu, Abantu Abasha bayagqugquzelwa ukuthi lawo mandla futhi bewasebenzise positively. I think manje then becomes a question of, historically, our young people are very, when it comes to politics and changing politics, but aggressive. So now I think we're also trying to migrate towards peaceful transition, saying that as young people we can air our concerns or our disapprovals of any decisions or any political decisions, but asking ukuthi sibe nodlame, kube khona any violence. I think we're trying to move away from a violent society, and we're trying to change that narrative that politics can only be changed through violent acts. So hopefully, Nati, we're still a work in progress. On the African continent when it comes to being free, but siyafunda Nati, and hopefully na manya mazwe anjengo Zimbabwe azokwazi ukuthi efunde from us. When I hear from Alex about the unrest that is happening there and the alleged
kidnappings
and all of that, and all I just think is, when will we get to a point where we cannot use violent acts for us to move forward? And maybe it's pretty naive of us to think that it's going to happen anytime soon, because history is just still too fresh in our minds. But hopefully, moving forward, the continent as a whole can move away from that.
What does Loku say with Dabalunye, talking about in violence? I know in South Africa there was a massive, scary incident in Marikana.
Yeah.
How did the country move forward as a nation?
I think kunzima. I mean, if you look, we inkundla zokuxhumana kwamanje with social media, we still see people who commemorate iMarikana.
Of course.
Ukuthusa ngeMarikana ukuthi kwenzeke manje in a democratic dispensation. So kwenzeka lapho and okubhlungu ukuthi abantu saying it's by our own government. So it was black on black violence. Abantu abamnyama belimaza abanye abantu abamnyama bengabunozwelo nosizi kanye nobhlungu kanye nenhlupheko yomunye umuntu omnyama. So I think for us it's pretty young in Marikana. But we saw that people were not pleased, and what I think showed us as well is that our democracy is quite strong. We had people who previously under another administration or a government dispensation would have not been able to air some of their displeasures with government and calling government out. We had an opposition party that was constantly calling government out in parliament, and that was allowed to do that. So you know, it's finding that balance of saying sometimes you're never going to always agree with government that is leading and that's of the day, but you have to create a space where there can be robust discussion, where there can be a back and forth of that argumentative conversation, but not necessarily a physical one where citizens have to go in and fight the walls of politicians, because ama politicians are ihlalele in their air-conditioned houses, and they're sending young people out to the streets who are angry to be at the front line and to put their bodies in the front line.
I say goes on, Mama. Alex, do you agree with her?
Yes, I do, 100%. But I also want to just go back a little bit and talk about one particular point on the military, where regardless of what's happening, Mnangagwa has to be held accountable. This is his government, right? So we can speculate all we want about who's in control and what's actually happening. But at the end of the day, he's responsible. The buck stops with him, and he should be held accountable for that. I think also in terms of the international community, there was real discordance on whether or not to embrace the election, right? So you saw some groups hedge and some, like the AU and SADC, actually give a pretty good clean bill of health. But then you had the EU come out and say there was an unlevel playing field. And the delegation I was part of, the IRI NDI delegation, said that the process so far has not met the mark, or there are concerns about that. So I think the international community is certainly split on this issue. So I think those are things that we need to keep in consideration when we talk about international actors. It's it's certainly not monolithic, right? There's a lot of variety there, a variation in there.
Okay. Ndunzo tine mteriri parunari. So let's go to one of our callers. Let's hear what they have to say. Mteriri uripo here mgomo. Hello. Mnashe uripo here mgomo. Looks like we just lost another caller. So I'm reading a couple of comments. I usually have a co-host here, Evans. He seems to be part of taking the show from home. Evans has a quick big question for you. He said, did you witness any direct or indirect vote rigging at polling station level?
I did not personally, but we spoke to, so I was a what they call short-term observers. There are also long-term observers who have been in country for several months.
Okay.
We were only there for about 10 days or about a week. And we spoke to some of the long-term observers who talked about vote buying through food distribution. So that was up in Mount Darwin and in Bindura. So we heard about allegations like that. But on the day itself, I did not speak to anyone directly who had seen that or witnessed it myself.
Okay.
I don't know. Can we really say in the African context that giving food parcels is vote buying?
Well, in this particular case, I think we can, because they had a list of ZANU-PF supporters, and they would only give it to ZANU-PF supporters and not NDC supporters. So I understand what you're saying in terms of there's some nuance there. But in Zimbabwe, especially in the rural areas, absolutely, there's a quid pro quo where if you support the party, you get XYZ, usually in the form of maize. And there are lists, and these are executed quite strictly. So you actually see there was a New York Times maybe a 5-minute documentary which actually catches this happening on tape. I'd be happy to share it with you guys after, but it's actually quite shocking just to see them say, yeah, everybody does this and this is how it is. So yes, I think in that context, absolutely, but I understand your point that there's certain nuance there.
Okay, let me hold you both because we could have this conversation all day. Let's go back to Kelvin for 1 second. Kelvin, usase connecting when Nunza. Hello?
Yes, in corner.
Right. So, Kelvin, I want to ask one thing. Umzwilu Alex, it might be a little too early to talk about ukuqhubekela phambili on a united front. When njengomuntu who I guess is on the winning side of this game right now, when uthini ngalo mbono?
Well, ngokuqala ngithi it's not me alone who is on the winning side. All Zimbabweans are winners in this election. Because I think we have got the best candidate that we could have possibly got out of those who were contesting. As I said, it's a safe pair of hands to transition us from where we are going. The way I see it personally is that you have to understand, as we transition from the Mugabe era, there are those who may still have some tendencies that are remnants, who are still themselves transitioning psychologically or in terms of their attitude and approach to the work. It will take time for this philosophy, ukuthi it filters down to all of, whether it's government officials or it's party officials and the nation at large. So sometimes you'll have these incidents and things of violence and so on, which we condemn as being relics of the Mugabe era. But I believe we will start to see these things be eliminated, including things like corruption as well, which are all a legacy of the Mugabe era.
Njengoba ukhanya ngani uyamthemba ubaba uMnangagwa, ubona ngani nguye ozathuthukisa impilo zabontanga, especially when we're now talking about providing jobs and issues in relation to, I guess, things that will allow the average youth in Zimbabwe to uplift themselves?
Ngiyamthemba. And into day is not a project kaMnangagwa yet. It's a national project, create umsebenzi landland. Mina lawe sekumele sikhube i-mindset yethu instead of just being job seeker. Sikasuka ngama job creator, ama entrepreneur. You see, singabe lokhu sicabanga as we did 1980, 1990, akusasebenzi. In all countries, if you look at our neighbor, South Africa, their economy is peaceful, everything, they are ahead of us. Infrastructure, ports, access to finance, but unemployment is almost 30%. You see? So it's very challenging into yama job, regardless of who you are. So lati, it's a project for all of us. Umnangagwa okwakhe, what we are demanding for them is they create an enabling environment for our businesses to thrive, for our entrepreneurs to thrive. This includes, we need a stable currency. We need to address urgently all these liquidity issues and reforms across the board to all the bureaucracy and red tape that makes it difficult to do business in Zimbabwe, not just for investors, but for our local businesses, access to finance, etc. And I think if you listen to the campaign, he's very clear and they understand where they have gone wrong and what needs to be addressed.
I don't know. I'm so happy that this point is being brought up. I think post-election, as much as we should be, but it's also not the only thing we should be caught up in now. We don't need to be caught up against whether it's an old leader or a younger leader or, you know, obviously the alleged drinking and so forth. But it's also just about which leader or moving forward now, what are the best policies that are going to be set for people to want to stay in Zimbabwe and for people to want to produce in Zimbabwe and be able to produce and be able to establish themselves. So I think that conversation also needs to almost happen parallel to this conversation around leadership and around everything else. Now Zimbabwe is in a position to have a conversation around its economy and rebuilding and making it attractive for investors, outside investors, and making it attractive for its people that went, you know, that left it, but to come back and to rebuild all the skills drainage that it's experienced for them to come back. So I hope people also have that conversation, because a decision will be made in the next, couple of days. When that decision is made, it mustn't come and catch people in the middle of the night having not thought these things through or discussed them in their friendships or their groups.
I hear you, Sizia. We are cool, man. Anyway, so let me go back to you,
Alex. If I could just quickly respond to that.
Go ahead.
I think I agree 100%, and in a democracy, everybody should have the choice to choose the candidate that they think will give them their needs. But at the same time, I have a hard time believing that someone who's been in the system for over 30 years is suddenly going to change his stripes. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, you have someone who has been in the trenches with ZANU-PF when they drove the economy into the ground. And so to think that suddenly he's a changed man, I think, is might be a little bit overly optimistic. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't agree more in the sense that there is a huge opportunity that may have now been squandered to really have a new dispensation and open up the economy and fix.
But let me play devil's advocate for 1 second. There's a lot of people that have said Chamisa worked with Mugabe. He was in the government. Gosana Moyo worked with Mugabe. He was in the government. Majority of these candidates that were the most promising worked alongside Mugabe. How is Mnangagwa any different?
I mean, Nelson Chamisa was a junior minister in the GNU.
He was still
part
of the government.
And to add to that, I mean, Mugabe also came out in support for him.
Yeah, the day before the election. Right?
So how do we then turn around and say, okay, he was part of the government for 38 years, he's not going to do any different, when the same opposition person was support, well, a lot of people in support of, was part of the same system?
I understand the point. I'm not sure it actually lands, though. I think that being Mugabe's right-hand man for decades is very different than a 3 or 4 year stint at his junior ministry in the Government of National Unity,
like you said,
when the MDC has different policies and different platforms than ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
But I do worry that there's this idea that Mnangagwa might be seen as a total reformer. But I'm just
a hero.
Yeah, I'm not
hero of the day.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not sure I see the indications yet. I think he's put on a good show so far, with the exception of the post-election clampdown. Mm-hmm. I think in the run-up to the election, he was saying all the right things. He obviously has a pretty slick PR campaign.
Mm-hmm.
He says the right things on Twitter, but then you see the military out beating people. So I think it's a huge disconnect right now. And I think there was a big opportunity there, but I think it might, at least right now, it looks more like business as usual as opposed to open for business. But we'll see.
So how do we move forward as a nation?
It's a great question. And again, I don't have a great answer for you. I think we addressed this briefly at the top. I think right now, I want to move on and talk about broader things and broader trajectories. But I think right now, when there's a big post-election crackdown happening, that the attention has to be on that and stopping that right now.
Mm-hmm.
The more violence, the more difficult it will be to unify and reconcile, I think.
True, I get that. But my question to you, I guess, is what does the ordinary Zimbabwean's role within this whole process? How do they, I guess, I don't want to use the term band together, but what do they have to do to ensure that, like Nomfundo says, after all this is cleaned up, we can all sit down together, regardless of whether you're a ZANU-PF person, MDC person, to say, okay, fine, me and you, let's sit down together, and as Zimbabweans, move forward.
Absolutely. I think there's a real need in Zimbabwe for a reconciliation process. I'm going back decades, right?
Mm-hmm.
The National Peace and Reconciliation Commission was, I think, a good step forward, but it's been in operation now for 5 years and has not done a ton.
Mm-hmm.
I think there could be, in the long term, I think that might be a good mechanism to focus on a genuine reconciliation effort. Which will certainly be needed, especially after this latest kerfuffle.
Mm. I hear we have a caller. Vamapeza, magadi enyu?
Andrew, magapinda.
Ai, watiripo, mapinda kamchurongwa mkoma.
Ya, tapinda zeshu.
Saka, nyayere mgango nasi, kutawa neze, zvakabuda msarudzo. Takaonawo Mai Chigumba wachiti, aiwa, akabudirira msarudzo, ndimutungamiriri webato reZANU-PF, uyezve mutungamiriri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa. Imi sechizvarwa chekuZimbabwe, tiudzeiwo maondero nenyaya iripo ipapo.
Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti zeki zvoshuwa takabvira kudhara tichingoti zeki inobirira. Asi imwe yangovawo nzira yevamwe vanhu vakungoti zeki inobirira. Because it's unbelievable, because ZANU-PF yakahwina masita akawanda. Saka zvinoratidza kuti mavhoti akahwinwa neZANU-PF kumasita akawanda. Akangoenda futi kumutungamiriri wenyika waMnangagwa. Saka nyaya ingoripo ndeyekuti maelection abudiswa maresults abudiswa nezeki. Takuda way forward kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi kuti tione pundutso yenyika. Saka hatichadi time yekuwesta tichakuenezana mumatare takuita sei. Ngatitarisei kuti toita sei way forward kuti nyika yedu iende mberi because tine macrisis akawanda. Emmerson Mnangagwa anaka kugotonga nyika kumberi. Ngatimbomupai mukana aite because ndozvaro taona zviripo zvacho. Handiitika.
Nemaondero enyu vamapedza. Ndiudzewe, nemaonyore enyu, muri kuona kunge vaMnangagwa ndivo munhu anokwanisa kubatanidza zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvese kuti nyika yedu iendere mberi, especially ikatakutaura nezvenyaya dzekuuplifta vanhu vechidiki.
Yeah, Tawana marizao kwenye zanu PF inotunga miru wana Emerson Mnangagwa ndo ya kunda. Zwa kudati iyo ESA rana nesu mchamisa ESA ma politika wapati vile waka kundu wana love moma tu. Chobata la pamweche eti chweta stay pa 5 years za tatunga miza Emerson Mnangagwa kumbeli. Chozora chweta stay way forward yodi suso hiki tisumuki. That's why wana Emerson Mnangagwa kumasuru wa baiti Zimbabwe is open for business. Uya kata Emerson nosu mchamisa ane ma friends akio wargu zebengi kano baza uzo inivesta mzimbabu so dadile chidijo anawana mabasa anawasheza maduko ane lake osheza toko zanu kupo osheza notu kuwa hoda ucha nisanda tonga lige toita kutizu chusumu kire chidijo zogera kumbato notanga kushanda I think you kutu nikaedi usumge tena umbe dani zoto sera chitikire na pasi because of bato hida riso rubu tonga
ayo atakunzo ayo mpeza mfunzo wangu kupezira. What message do you have? Nanchukubwa mutare nechurunga apa. What message do you have to, I guess, Zimbabwe, especially now that we're all looking at, we're all divided. Kuna wango who are supporting Advocate Nelson Chamisa, kuna wango who are supporting Mnangagwa. Like a lot of the guests and hosts have said, we need to move forward. Saka imimi sechujara che Zimbabwe. What message do you have to Zimbabwe?
My message is we must unite it. Let us see. We must stop fighting. Let us stop those protesting. Let's work together. Let us unite all the political parties and all the independent bodies like churches, etc. Then we make it a one thing. Then we unite. Then we make for a way forward. So how to make our country rich? How to make our country to move forward? So that we must stop those. Like the nonsense doing around the country. Then we move together. We make one thing. Let us make it. Let's be united.
Okay,
I think that's the message I want to pass to the Zimbabwe.
I watch. Akunzo I'm coming. My pets. That's not tender. So cool. No pin. I'm strong.
My dear, I'm going.
This was I'm coming. I'm going. You, Alex. You heard him there.
I didn't catch everything until the end.
Basically, what Mr. Mapedza was saying is he feels as though what's happening right now with the whole court issue is something that seems to be stretching out, something that should, I guess, a process that should be moving on. He feels as though, yes, Zek announced Emerson Mnangagwa was the victor. Yes, of course, there's some people who feel dissatisfied with the outcome. However, he feels it's time for all political parties to bring their resources and their minds together to move forward to uplift the nation.
Sure, I would disagree, respectfully. I think the time, you want to get this right. Let's be transparent. Let's be accountable. Let's hold Zek to the laws, the Electoral Act, and the Constitution. Let's make sure we get this right. I understand that there are heightened tensions and there's potential for violence, but I think getting it right and going through the steps necessary to make sure you have legitimate leadership is the right way to go. And you know, at the end of the day, I agree 100% that Zimbabweans are going to need to come together. And one way to do that is to hold their government to account, right, as citizens, as active citizens. If Mnangagwa is promising a democratic path, hold him to it. If he's promising, you know, anti-corruption drives, hold him to it. Make sure it's not just a targeting his political enemies, as some might have argued that what was the case in the run-up to the election.
G40 versus Brooklyn.
Exactly. So I think, absolutely, I agree 100%, and holding your government to account is the way to do it. But before we get there, let's make sure we get this election process right. Let's make sure that the results are verified, both domestically and internationally.
Hi, bafethu lumzile lapha umnumzana uAlexander Moyes, sengithi Moyes, Noyes. Njalo umlaleli wethu umnumzana uMapedza bathinta le ndaba eyokhetho. Lamhlanje nxa usanda ukungena kuhlelo, there's 10 minutes left, so please ithuba lisasekhona lokuthi ungasibhalela umlayezelo usitshela umbono wakho ngayela ngodaba olusegudwini lamhlanje. So bafethu, ngiyeza ukuthi we have our, I guess, last guest of the day, Advocate Thabani Mnyana. Thabani, unjani?
Yeah, people are busy.
I'm good as goodest. Right, Numzana.
Nice.
You know the issue at hand. Nasi trutaya nje zvakabuda musarudzo. We saw mutungamiriri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa has a second chance, a reboot, one more time. He seems to be the person who's going to be governed. Well, thus far, the person who might most likely govern the nation for the next 5 years. My first question to you, I know you didn't hide it on social media. Wangochitsigira va moyo. the Alliance of the People's Agenda. So, seeing as though Mr. Moyo didn't win, what is your thoughts, what is your take on an Emmerson Mnangagwa victory? Do you think he's the right person for the job?
Well, I can only speak as far as that court challenge has not been made yet. Mm-hmm. But seeing as the majority seems to have spoken, I would say he is the man for the job.
Mm-hmm.
And also taking into consideration the moves that he has tried to make since coming into power in November last year,
mm-hmm.
I think he has done considerably well, even though he has received a lot of criticism for almost every move that he made.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now it seems we enjoy a certain level of freedom of speech, freedom of expression that we never had before.
Mm-hmm.
Worrying as it is that we have some crazy things that are happening post-election season, you know, reports of this intimidation and violence and all.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he has done pretty well in engaging the country on an international platform, much better than the old regime used to do. So, yeah.
We have one of our guests, La Alexandra, Noizwaruti, Iowa. It looks like the international community was quick to just put the stamp. So, do you think the international media was, the international community was too quick to make that decision to say, okay, Mnangagwa might just be the right man for the job?
I wouldn't say so. I wouldn't agree with that.
Mm.
Because for them to actually come to such a conclusion, I would like to believe that they would have done their due diligence and they would have seen the factors which can help support such a statement that Mnangagwa is the right man for the job.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them had observers that were present during the election season,
mm-hmm.
who also agreed that everything went well. They did criticize our electoral act and called for our parliament, the next parliament, to try and make sure that that is changed and mm-hmm. it completely aligns to the constitution.
Mm-hmm.
However, they did acknowledge that the situation is compared to the ones in the past was quite free and fair. So I would trust what they're saying because they also think that they have the evidence to support all these claims. But, mm-hmm. you know, as I said before, given the current setup of things and what the MDC Alliance is also saying, we cannot be conclusive in our statements because we still have to wait for that court challenge to go through as well.
Mm-hmm. Saka nduzeo vatabani, Murugona Nyikaedu has gone through a lot thus far and we've barely made it to inauguration. We've seen violence, we've seen death, we've seen so many tragic things. How do we move forward as a country, especially Isu Sevechidiki? What exactly is our role in this whole debacle?
All right. I think we really have a lot of work to do. Like, that's ahead of us. Sadly, I would have to quote Dr. Nkosana Moyo's manifesto for that. When you look at one of his first points, he focused on national rehabilitation,
mm-hmm.
Us rebuilding trust amongst each other, people and the government, government's institutions and all of that. And, you know, the country has been through so much. And like what you pointed out, this violence, the killings and everything, mm-hmm. it's stuff that needs to be addressed no matter who becomes president. If after this whole court ruling and everything, Mnangagwa is still president, he needs to address that because people need to be confident in him. If Chamisa is to become the president, he also needs to address that, and we need to let justice take its course.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we really have a mammoth task ahead of us, and mm-hmm. as citizens as well, I think we need to stop being the kind of citizens that just look up to politicians to solve everything, because we really have a lot of things that we can do. We can engage each other from community levels and do something, you know, instead of just sitting and waiting for politicians to try and solve everything for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think whoever is going to be president, they really have a lot of work to do, and they could use with all the support that they can get from the citizens.
I heard you there. Alex, I'll come to you to talk a little about the international community. Did you want to respond to anything?
If I could just quickly interject on the previous point. I think the idea that the international community has signed off on these elections is not 100% correct. I think the AU and the Southern African Development Community, SADC, basically gave them a clean bill of health, but other international observations certainly did not. So I think, the role at the end of the day outsiders should not be picking who's going to be the president of any
other
country,
right?
It's up to the citizens. So, so we should support a free, fair, and credible election. And I think we can speak to that, but not who's the right person for the job. So I just wanted to clarify that I don't think it's correct saying that this election has got a clean bill of health. Absolutely not, at least from the EU and the IRI and the NDI delegation that I was part of. There's still a long process, and there's going to be a final statement. But it's too early to say at this point that that the elections have been sanctioned.
So if the international community say, whoa, hold up, this was not clean, we're not working with that, then what?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really important question. And I think we got to be careful, right? Because there's high tensions. And I think it's really going to come, again, it's going to come down to the Zimbabwean process, right? So the outsiders can do so much. And they can say their piece, but at the end of the day, it's going to come down to Zimbabweans themselves. It's going to come down to what Mnangagwa and Chamisa do. Are they going to sit down and hash out their differences and maybe come up with some sort of political solution? I know we discussed that at the top. It sounds like Mnangagwa came out today and said that's not an option.
It's not working with me.
I personally think is actually not a bad idea. It's probably the right move. I think joining another government of national unity for the opposition would be a bad thing. I think we'd be co-opted. I think it would be bad for the long-term prospects of democratization. So I think in that sense, I agree with Mnangagwa. But in terms of international engagement, I think, again, it's too early. And I think there are some really problematic issues that international actors should be focusing on right now in the short term. But in the longer term, I still think it's too early. The international community should hold firm until the election results are verified. And some of the reforms that Mnangagwa says he's going to do in terms of the democratic, economic, security reforms, those have to be implemented before the international community should even consider thinking about re-engagement.
Right. Let me just hold you for 1 second. Masiegu Kelvin, Mnangagwa is cut. So I'll just go back to Kelvin to wrap it up. Mnumzana Kelvin, I'll give you your last word. Lapa umbuzwa mukhina Mnumzana, before we let go of you, is it too early for us to speak long-term goals in Jengelis?
Well, I think as we discussed in this conversation, the immediate task is to get over this election challenges and conclude that business. That will really enhance legitimacy. I don't support those who are castigating the MDC. I think let them have their day in court. Whatever the law permits, let's follow that so that Mnangagwa is vindicated, as we expect, as supporters, and everyone is satisfied. The threshold for me is that the outcome is acceptable. There is no election which is ever 100% clean. Even in this country, as you can see, President Trump's election is still being challenged for meddling, etc. But we want just, it must be acceptable and everyone, the legal processes follow. That will enhance the legitimacy. Thereafter, I think in parallel to that, we can really start fleshing out the vision that Mnangagwa has and the development plan that he wants to roll out for the country. I think that conversation should already immediately start. It might actually start to take away some of the heat from all this election controversy.
Thank you so much, Mr. Manduna. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Mr. Manduna. You heard, the youth dispensation has spoken. Respect the MDC. Let them do what they have to do, and let's figure it out from there. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree 100%. Let's follow the legal processes. Peaceful demonstrations are legal under the Constitution. The MDC should make sure that they restrain their supporters and make sure they're doing a peaceful protest. But absolutely, that should be allowed. The court order should be allowed. But look, at the end of the day, we shouldn't be having any conversations to get the military off the streets, get the riot police off the streets, and then let's talk. Come on, this is craziness right now. This has shades of 2008, which I think is terrifying a lot of people on the ground.
Right, Bafetu, we have a minute left. Unfortunately, let me give Thabani one last word. Thabani, valisu hlelo within the next 20 seconds, Mnumzana. Thabani, ngona.
Hello?
Right, I was saying we're going to give you last words within the next 10 seconds.
Oh, my last words? I just hope that Zimbabweans do not continue to be divided along party politics, but we just remember that the ultimate make Zimbabwe great again, not just to make MDC or ZANU-PF great. We need a Zimbabwe that is great for everybody. So politics aside, we just need to work together
regardless of who actually becomes president.
All right, Taswade, thank you so much for joining us in the program. Twakaza Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, we have 20 seconds left. Kuhlelo lolu. It's time for me to say goodnight. Zimbabwe Muhle, thank you so much to my guests, Unomfundo, Alexandra, Kelvin, njalo wonke umuntu ongenela kuhlelo oluvalisayo. Mike Ove, let's meet same time, same place. Goodbye.